From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council is due to vote on Monday on a resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The resolution also calls for unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. Aleppo is the site of a Syrian military offensive aimed at retaking control of the eastern part of the city from rebels. Austrian presidential candidate Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party, is the projected winner of Sunday's election. Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer appears to have lost by a 7% margin. If he had won, Hofer would have been Austria's first far-right leader since World War II and the first one ever in the European Union. Despite the defeat, analysts say Hofer will remain a force to be reckoned with for years to come. France's socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he will run for president in next year's election. Speaking Monday to an audience outside Paris, Mr. Valls said he will quit his job as Prime Minister on Tuesday in order to focus on his run for president. He will face other candidates in the Socialist Party primary in January. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. Kwesi-Nu Darbo and several other members of the United Democratic Party received 3-year jail sentences in July for taking part in a peaceful demonstration demanding electoral reforms. This is VOA News.